Welcome back, everyone. In this episode, we will be talking about the holidays, all the good, the bad, the ugly. And I am super excited, you guys, because we have a special guest. It's my mom. Welcome, mom.
Hello, everybody.
All right, y'all. Let's get into it.
So question number one, what is the date you start shopping for Christmas?
The day after Christmas. I shop all year.
So you are going to start shopping the very next day after Christmas, Mom, December 26th. You start thinking about the next Christmas?
Yep.
You do? But how do you know, like, what presents people want or what size, especially for little kids, what size they're going to be? Or do you wait for clothes until later? Like, tell me what's happening in your mind there.
They have to be special gifts. Mm-hmm. And you never know what you're going to find, when you're going to find it, or where you're going to find it. So you have to be looking every day.
I see. So really that's your day to start, but you're looking like every day, all day. And whenever that special gift comes, you're like, bam, that's it.
I don't go out Christmas shopping every day, but Christmas is always on my mind. So if I see something, I just get it and I put it away and it's there come November when it's time to start wrapping.
That's good. I like that.
I like that too. So how do you, because you know how during Christmas times, you know, this like pant weather, do you buy shorts for anyone during Christmas? Or I guess you do because you're shopping year round. So you're always going to find something. There's always going to be something there for you to purchase for somebody. It's so fascinating just thinking about how you start December 26th for the next year. I don't know how you can do that.
I can kind of understand mom's thinking too, because like right now with it being, you know, the holiday time of year, all the clothes that are in the stores are jackets and long sleeves and pants. So come spring, when all the stores have like the shorts and the tanks and the bathing suits, you're going to find those winter clothes on clearance for really good prices. So if you know the size of the person, or like especially little kids, what size they will be next winter, you can actually save yourself some money shopping ahead when they start to mark down the last season's clothes. That's smart.
That's a perfect way to shop for little ones because they grow like weeds.
You get that right.
Question number two, when it comes to holiday decorations, is it ever too early to decorate? Mom?
Yes. I don't like walking in the store at Halloween and seeing a Christmas tree. It's just too early.
I'm with you 100%.
I just wish they'd let every holiday event be just that, and not be pushing for the next thing to buy. I think the kids should enjoy Halloween. I think the family should enjoy Thanksgiving and then on to Christmas. It's like there's been Christmas trees in the store and it was 85 degrees here. It's no fun.
I am almost arm in arm with you there. Yeah, because I know Shell likes to decorate Christmas in the house a little bit before Thanksgiving. But as far as all the stores and how they, like you said, have Christmas trees out and Halloween isn't even here yet. No, I completely agree. When you start stepping on another prominent holiday, it's just too early. It's too early, in my opinion. So what do you think, Shel?
I think we're talking about two separate things. Like for thing number one is the actual decorating. Okay. So for me, mom probably hasn't seen it because she's not looking at like memes and gifts and stuff. Memes, whatever. I call them memes. Okay, people, get over it. Memes and gifts and whatever. There's one that says November 1st, Christmas. And then it has whatever the Thanksgiving, the Thursday date, Thanksgiving. And then that Black Friday, Christmas, all the way to Christmas through December 25th. Like that's the Christmas holiday. I don't necessarily agree with that. But for me, In the times when we had people come over to our house for Thanksgiving, or we just had our own, little gathering at home, I really enjoyed having my tree up when people came over to the house for Thanksgiving. I just found, like, for me, for my own feeling, it made it feel more festive and homey having the tree. But listen, James will tell all of you, if I could keep my tree up every day, it would make me so happy, you guys. Especially at nighttime, and I like to have my little twinkle lights. I would be the person that would, okay, it would be my Christmas tree, and then I would transition my tree into my Thanksgiving or my Valentine's Day tree, and then we could make it an Easter tree, then we could make it a summer tree. We're getting kind of hairy during the summertime months of what we could do with it. Then it could be a Veterans Day tree and then a Halloween tree, Christmas
Well, if you haven't noticed my silence is on purpose because I feel like the less we talk about it, the less likely it'll happen.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm
I'm
trying to
just
stay
saying.
quiet on this. But what do you think, Mom? What do you think about what Shella's saying?
I always put the Christmas tree up a week before Christmas.
Whoa.
Because, yeah, I always waited to the week before Christmas. And then I took it down right after New Year's because I just wanted Christmas to be, I don't know how to explain it, just special. It comes and it's very festive. And then it's gone. And you go back to school and you go back to work and it's over.
So you
I
don't
think.
like Christmas being a drawn out basically from Black Friday through Christmas.
I don't, but that's because I shop all year. I shop all year, so I don't have to go in the store after October. I don't want to be in the store just rummaging through things and just buying to buy. I want every gift to be for the person who's going to need it and use it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm tracking. I hear what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying, Mom. I get where you're coming from, but I'm kind of like, okay, I have so many Christmas decorations. You do too. You have, it's great. You guys, it's crazy how much my mom has. But I love my stuff, and I know you do too. And I want to enjoy my things. And sometimes my tree takes me a hot minute. It's not just like a one night thing that we're talking about here. And so I want to enjoy them. And I think that's why I like to put them up a little bit early. But just to switch, and we were talking about the stores. So because I did, retail management for a very long time, I can understand, like, logistically, you have to ship the items out first before the actual holiday comes. But I do agree, it is super annoying during Christmas time. And you're having to set up Valentine's Day stuff. It kind of takes away the spirit of it. And anyone that has done retail will tell you, like, they're almost on the verge of Grinches because every holiday comes way too early. Just way too early. Just stop it already.
But I try to separate the shopping mania, away from the Christmas spirit and decorations. Like, I don't put those two together. I try to look at them separately. So, but I still think I'm still with Mom on this as far as, it's too early to decorate. If it's, we're still talking about pumpkin pie, at Thanksgiving. We just got done filling our bellies and people are already talking about Christmas.
Right.
It just takes away from Thanksgiving
So, Mom, when
or
do you
the
think
holiday.
your Christmas tree should come down?
Well, you have to understand, my tree took a week to put up. I was up on a ladder for a week. And then after New Year's, I was up on a ladder a week again, dismantling the tree. But I think Christmas is so special religiously, and then Santa Claus for the little ones, that I just like it to be a short time, and then you go back to life. Like, every day is not a holiday.
Yes.
Because I didn't like all, like, outside the house, we decorated for the whole month of November through to December because it was such a huge job. But inside the house, the kids had to go to school. I just didn't need the extra distraction from work and school. And when it was time to be out for the holiday, that's when things began in my house.
That reminds me of a sentence that the Grinch would say, "Every day is not a holiday."
Nah. No,
You're
it's very hard
100%
with
right.
the little ones to get them out of that, and it's time to go back to school.
100%. I
So
agree.
I always try to keep it the shortest length of time because it's overwhelming for children, I think, can be.
That's
So
interesting. That's an interesting take.
I like Christmas as much as the next person. I just like other holidays too.
Question three. When it comes to regifting, is it okay or not okay? Mom?
It depends, I think. You can't really use everything you get. And instead of having stuff put away in boxes or in drawers, if someone else can use it, why not?
I'm not going to argue with that. That's for sure.
So because I'm a no clutter person, I appreciate gifts, but I always tell everybody I don't need anything. Things that people would like to have around the house, I wouldn't.
Now that makes sense.
Yes, I hear you. And for those of you out there that are like, oh, she doesn't want anything, does she actually mean that, or is she like really just saying that? What happens is, as you live your life and you have your house up set up a certain way, and you have all of your lamps in a certain spot, and you have all your home decor, and then people give you things that they think that would go in your house that you would like, or let's say you're a candle person, and then friends of yours are like, oh, she loves candles. Let me get her candles. One can only have so many candles, okay? And then you end up having a bunch of candles, or people give you things, and then you feel bad, and you're like, oh, Susan's coming over. Let me get out the stuff Susan gave me real quick so she can, see it that I like it. But doesn't really go with my theme here. Like Susan's sweet and Susan's nice, but let me decorate my own house, okay, Susan? So
Right.
I get what mom's saying. I have no problem regifting. It's kind of the same. I'm at the same as mom too. If I know somebody else would love that item, what's the point of me hanging on to it if it's not necessarily my favorite? Like I'm very thankful for the person that gave it to me that is, was thinking of me in that moment. But if I know somebody else is going to love it more, yeah, take it, love it, do your thing, have a great life, enjoy it.
Can you think of a situation where it's not okay to regift?
Well, I think if the gift is personalized, of course, it's, no, you're not going to re-gift it. Why am I going to give somebody a sweater that says Michelle is awesome and their name is like Karen? No.
What about their name's Michelle?
Ooh.
What? You're thinking about that for real? Oh my God.
I mean, is that Michelle is equally as awesome as I am? Probably not, but in her own way, maybe.
Oh no.
I mean, for real. I don't know. It depends. Did the person that gave me the shirt that says Michelle is awesome, does she know the Michelle that I'm gifting that shirt to? Because that's another thing. If the people know each other, I never would want to hurt anybody's feelings or make anybody feel bad. You know what I mean? And
See,
they
my
want.
okay, you're taking this. Okay, Shell. Listen.
What?
What? Just hear me out. Hear me out. If somebody, let's say I gave you a gift, we're not even married. Just think, say we're not married in this instance, right? And I know you like pink roses. So let's say I found some crafty thing that had pink roses in it, and I gave it to you. Just a friendship gift, friendship gift. And you turned around and gave it to somebody else. As a regift, I'll be hurt.
But you wouldn't know.
But if I didn't see it when I came over, like you gave your Susan example about you putting out things that Susan had got you, if I went over your house and I didn't see those pink roses that I might have saw before, I'd be a little hurt. So you think it's okay to regift always?
No, not always and forever. Not every single thing. No.
So is that okay to regift in that scenario? Is it okay to regift?
No, I wouldn't regift in that situation. But like, I'll give
What
you
does
a
mom
perfect
think?
example. I'll give you a
Okay,
perfect
good.
example. Okay. So someone, and I can't say who because the person might be listening, but I love all my people. So love all of you. Someone gave me a lavender candle, which is very sweet. I like candles. I am highly allergic to lavender. Okay. So I could not use that specific candle. So I'm not going to throw it away, but I did re-gift that to someone that I know really enjoys lavender for her to be able to light that lavender candle like before she goes to bed at nighttime or when she's taking a bubble bath. In that situation, I think re-gifting works. But if it's a
I agree.
sentimental, if it's a sentimental gift or someone got it specifically for me for a certain reason, of course I'm not going to re-gift everything. No, I'm not that like that. But in some situations, it's okay.
I have no problem with the younger kids when they come over and they need things. I have no problem saying to them, someone gave me this lotion, someone gave me this perfume. I'm not going to use it. Do you want it? I'm not saying you should re-gift things for Christmas gifts, but it's okay to give your things away to someone else who can actually use it.
Yes. Now she's talking. I totally
Yes.
agree.
No, because I don't think
Yes. I like
anything,
that. Mom has spoken.
I don't think anything should ever go to waste, but not everyone's taste is yours. It's like nothing anyone has ever given me as a gift. For my home accents, I've never used them. Never. They just sit in drawers because my friend gave them to me. So what is the sense in that? But
Preach, tell them.
now it's just I don't buy things for people's houses, but I'll ask them if they want something. If they like it, I'll buy it.
Today we have a bonus question. If you had to pick one Christmas song to never be played or heard again, what would it be? Shell?
I enjoy the Christmas tunes, but have yourself a merry little Christmas. If I never heard it again, I would be so happy.
That's
There's
gotta
no
go. So that's the one
spunk.
that's gotta go. That gets
Yes,
the
there's no
gong.
spunk. There's no fun. It doesn't give me a little whoop, 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 make me want to tap and make me want to dance. It doesn't make me like, oh, have any feels in my heart. Have yourself. No. Merp, no.
Gotcha. So have yourself a merry little Christmas gets the gong.
Merp.
And for me, it's rocking around the Christmas tree. Oh my gosh, that
Sahara.
song has to go. You know, it's almost a tie between that and I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. You know, both of those are horrific. You know, and I listen to them, I just want to either mute it, turn it off, or just talk over it. It's just that bad to me. So those get the gong for me.
Rocking around the Christmas tree is so boppy. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Ba 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 dee boo. Yeah.
Not all bop is good bop. And that's not good bop for me. That gets the gong.
Man.
It's gone. It's gone. It's out of here.
Oh, okay.
So what do you think, Mom?
You just gave a great example of why I don't like Christmas music. Both of you. I can't even pick a song that I don't like because I just don't listen to it. I really like Orthodox religious music around the holidays. The Christmas stuff doesn't do anything for me. The jingly stuff, things like that. I could take it or leave it.
So, are you, what about the grandma got run over by
No,
reindeer?
oh, stop. See, there you go. Like, I like Rudolph and I like Frosty the Snowman and I love all that.
Yes.
I love Santa for the little kids, but you can shut it down pretty quick for me. I'm kind of good after about 2 or 3 minutes.
So just as a funny, we had, when you have Thanksgiving, you have your Thanksgiving meal, and then you have all your leftovers, and you have your Thanksgiving part two, Thanksgiving part three. So we had Thanksgiving part three today, and I like to have music in the background, you guys. And so I said to James, "Hey, can you put some tunes on in the background? What kind of tunes do you want to have on?" I'm like, "Yeah, put some Christmas tunes on."
Yep,
So pretty much.
and you pretty much emptied the house out. We all went running.
Good to know, people. Good to know.
This was an epic episode.
Epic.
I'm so happy Mom could be with us, spreading her knowledge, all her
Yay.
information.
Whoop, whoop,
And
whoop.
hopefully you can return again. So what'd you think, Mom?
Yes.
You enjoy this?
You see, this is too much pressure.
Yeah,
No pressure. This is easy breezy, girlfriend.
we're just talking. We're just talking.
It was interesting.
So you'll be back again, right?
I'll think on it.
Hey, she didn't say
Hey,
no. She didn't say
that's
no.
not a no, people. That's not a no. Until next time.
Peace.
Bye.